This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. In Fort Worth, Texas, 46 men, who include a high school football coach, a youth pastor, and a director of operations at a hospital, were recently arrested during a multi-agency operation to stop a sex trafficking ring in North Texas. Sex trafficking involves the use of force, fraud, or coercion to obtain some type of commercial act in exchange for something of value, or if the person performing the commercial sex act is under 18 years of age. Tarrant County Sheriff Bill Wayborn said, "The victims of these heinous crimes are treated like commodities, used to make as much money as possible as quickly as possible. Those who traffic victims are the scourge of the earth, and we will continue to target those responsible for the trafficking and those who solicit sex from them." The high school football coach, youth pastor, and hospital administrator, as well as others, all were in positions to recruit and coerce children and young adults under their care and influence into performing sex acts. In Tennessee, a grand jury has indicted the principal of a small Christian school in Athens on several new counts of rape of multiple girls. 47-year-old Jason Kennedy already faced charges that he engaged in improper sexual activity with an underage girl. The additional charges against Kennedy are for crimes against three more victims, bringing the total number of victims to four. The grand jury indictment charges Principal Kennedy with sexual activity involving a minor, solicitation of a minor to observe sexual conduct, six counts of sexual battery by an authority figure, two counts of violations of the Child Protect Act, and aggravated sexual battery. Kennedy is the principal at Liberty Christian School. The school's secretary, 28-year-old Brittany Branham, will also face charges. A 9,000-year-old Stonehenge-like structure has been found under Lake Michigan. Archaeologists searching under the waters of Lake Michigan for shipwrecks uncovered a collection of stones arranged in a Stonehenge-like manner, as well as a rock with a prehistoric carving of a mastodon. Archaeologists searching Lake Michigan uncovered sunken boats and cars and even a Civil War-era pier at a depth of around 40 feet into Lake Michigan's Grand Traverse Bay, using sonar techniques to search for shipwrecks. In modern archaeology, the use of remote sensing techniques is common. Scientists regularly survey lakes and soil for hidden objects, but among shipwrecks and piers, they found the prehistoric surprises. The Stonehenge-like formation is a series of stones in an organized circle. The feature could be at least 10,000-year-old, archaeologists say. The boulder with the petroglyph of a mastodon is about 4 feet high, 5 feet long. Carvings on the rock show the outlines of a mastodon with the animal's back, hump, head, trunk, tusk, triangular-shaped ear, and legs. The petroglyph also could be 10,000 years old, coincident with the post-Ice Age presence of both humans and mastodons in the upper Midwest of the United States. Kelvin Doe, also popular as DJ Focus, became a self-taught engineer at the age of 13. He built his own radio station in Sierra Leone in West Africa, where he broadcasts news and plays music. He uses discarded pieces of scrap to build batteries, generators, and transmitters. He became the youngest person to participate in the Visiting Practitioners program at MIT, owing to his accomplishments. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.